Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is new media. This is the underground. This is new media.
Ranger fans report the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans report the critical thinking hangar.
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Tonight on Blue Shirt Underground Radio, Bill Onsparger and the 2-9-2 New York Giants head into Tulane Stadium to take on Archie Manning and the 0-12 New Orleans Saints. Plus, Joey Barton's 77th birthday. Headshot, Eddie Hickman. Let me tell you something, Ranger fans. I am very, very disappointed in some of you. I had to interrupt Jim's beautiful Monday night opening for what I feel is a real letdown as a Ranger fan. There are certain fans that after the loss against Montreal, that want to throw the blame finger, point the fickle finger of fate at everybody. Tortorella, blame Torts, he didn't adjust. Where's Dubinsky? Oh, I can't take it. Like petulant little kids, we lost the game. It's time to whine and bitch, and we lost a goddamn game. It happens. The team stunk the joint up. Blame the whole team. I mean, it's time for people to act like quasi-adults. Although this program, we try not to act like quasi-adults. But when it comes to wins and losses, and I'm talking about the losses, let's not act like dopes. We won 7 in a row. You know, us old timers, if we won 7 in a row in the 70s and 80s, we're happy. We lost that 8th game. I wasn't blaming Herb Brooks. I wasn't blaming Phil Esposito, although we probably didn't have many 7 game winning streaks when he was coaching. But my God, you people, you know who you are. We lost one game. This is a whole culture that surrounds predominantly New York sports teams. You lose a game, blame the coach. You can't coach any better than John Tortorella. Where was the praise for John Tortorella when we were in the 7-game winning streak? Nothing. Nothing. It was all about the defense. He wasn't making adjustments then. We lost to the Islanders and we beat the Islanders. How come people weren't saying, John Tortorella, you're a genius? Well, it was the Islanders. Then as soon as the loss happens, oh, we have no offense. Let's trade for Rick Nash. I'm not saying it's you guys in the underground. I'm saying it's out there in that Ranger, in the Ranger internet world. You lost one game, and you want to trade for Rick Nash. You people saying, let's trade Anisimov. He's only got a goal. He's also got 9 assists, too. He's also the only guy who comes back on defense consistently on the boards. I'm really upset. I really am. I'm not hosing you. If you can see me on the camera, I'm not sitting here, you know, playing Yahtzee with myself. I'm legitimately mad. We're better than this. This whole Ranger culture of being spoiled. What do we have to be spoiled about? We sucked for years. We're not like Yankee fans. If you're good enough to be a Yankee fan, I think you should expect to win. Because you do. What do they win, 150 games a year? You should be upset when they lose. You should point the blame finger. But if you're a Ranger fan, take the loss like a man or a woman. Let's move on. I know they sucked. 17 shots on net. Abominable. Blame the players. I don't see enough. I see people singling out players, but I don't see the whole team just taking the fall for this. They played a Montreal team. I swear to God, I follow hockey. They had defensemen I have never heard of on that team. They had Larry Bud Melmans. They had this guy, Saint something. I mean, that team should have had more shots on goal. But my main concern is we've got to stop this negative, we expect to win every game culture that goes on. We're better than that. I mean, it's an absolute joke. I know, I've had a long time to think about this. It's like 14 days between every game now. But this has been annoying me since they lost. You know, people want to hate Torch. Go ahead and hate him. Go ahead. I want you to hate him while he's winning. Because you sure when they lose, it's Torch out the window. But he's not responsible for anything that happens out there when they win. It's all the players. Sick and tired of the coach blaming. I don't know what everybody thinks they can coach better than John Tortorella. Well, some of us can. You know, at least make the Lions changes go well. You want to blame Biron? Go blame Biron. Don't give me this nonsense. It's Tortorella's fault. Wow, let's go get some shiny new toy, Daddy, because we lost the game. Petulant little children, some of these younger fans, I find. Younger fans, and I'm going to say it. You lose a game and you got to replace people. Want to make trades every 5 seconds. This ain't NHL 12, 2012, or whatever they 2011K, whatever they're calling it this week. I had to cut off Jim's well-planned monologue with the Monday Night Football. He worked hard on that. We're in this for the long haul. I can live game by game. There's 82 games. They're not going to win every one. All right? I'm done.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you Friday.
Happy birthday, Joey.
Happy birthday, Joey Barden, who has the largest Rangers collectible collection in Jacksonville, Florida, which is like, I don't know, it's like something. How are you, Eddie?
Oh, I'm hot. Damn.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
You want to blame? I mean, that game was disgusting to watch as a Ranger fan. I mean, I know. I feel your frustration. I'm sitting there wasting my time like the rest. And it's funny. I DVR'd the game, right? It was my brother's birthday. I asked how I would do. He wanted to go to Chili's, right? Go to Chili's. I walk in. See a guy with an Adam Graves jersey. You know he's a good egg, right? Hey, let's go Rangers, I say to him. You know what he says back to me?
Delusion.
Listen, Putz, I'm just acknowledging you as a Ranger fan. Don't give me score updates. Don't you think I'm DVRing the game? I'm wearing a Ranger hat. I'm wearing the same Ranger shirt I got on tonight. This guy's giving me score. He's sports phone all of a sudden.
9, wrong 7, sports 6, news 1, 3, instantly. 1, 3. Dialed 9761313.
That's right. Every
that's
guy over 35, 40 years old here knows that number. When you're on your deathbed and they ask you, what's your name, what's your wife's name, and what sports phone's number, every American male over 40 will remember that number. 9761313.
That's right.
Sports phone.
They used to play it. They used to play it at the Garden as like a little commercial during breaks. You'd hear it on the PA. For all the sports news instantly, call 9761313.
Oh, you're trying to make this a funny show tonight. This is a comedy show.
Well, you should have went to Apple.
I mean, we're in the losing streak here, Jim. We have lost the game. I can't believe it.
I know it's a real tragedy.
And I got to hear about Michael Delzato had a bad game. You know, he had a bad game? I watch the games. I watch them twice. That's how good I am. After that bozo ruined it at Chili's, I had to watch the Montreal score. That Eric Cole goal, which rhymes. I thought Dan Girardi, you watched that second period, he was giving the pucks away like, he was Mr. Norris Trophy. Looked like Mr. Lavoris Trophy. Remember Lavoris? It was a mouthwash. The only thing I could think of that could rhyme with that. Don't try to get me in a good mood, Jim, with your laughter. It's not going to work. All right?
What about the Doris Roberts Trophy?
That's... Somebody reel off those defensemen. I mean, it was a who's who of nothing defensemen. Five shots in the first, Jim. Five shots in the second. Seven in the third. Unbelievable. Bad effort by that team. Oh, they trapped. Oh, we tortured have adjusted. Adjust this. Give it a break. A bad game all around. Don't blame. Let's move on. Let's go to the next game. I know I'm staying on it for 10 minutes here, but still, my advice is we lose. It was a dud. It was a stinker to go eat shit and you know, I always say it, the baby out with the bathwater. Let's trade. I'm sick of people in trade talks. Who cares? The Rangers are good. They're young and they're playing well. Nobody says Tortorella's dealing great with the young guys. That's 2 years. He's done a great job. I never hear that. Everybody's, he's bad with the young guys. They had 93 points last year. What do we all get? I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it's one game. All right, Jim. I think I've kind of petered out here, so to speak. Bring me back to love and compassion. And
that is what this show is all about. That's the
right.
Whole reason we're here. It's all about bringing people together and the love that we feel and we share. Paulie D is in the house. My goodness. Everybody's here for Joey Barden's birthday. He didn't even need internet radio to hear you ranting.
So what's going on, Jim? I don't know. I don't even know where to start tonight.
We'll talk about the game. It is now 4-0 Pittsburgh over the Islanders. Crosby has 3 points. He has a goal and 2 assists. So he's already playing better than Ovechkin has. That's all you. Is the hockey world souring on Alex Ovechkin? Have you seen what's going on? I mean, he's Everywhere you look, it's Ovechkin's finished. This, it's it. He's peaked. He's done. He's out of touch with his coach. Pylon, I can't wait to pile on that guy.
Listen, I don't want to talk about Ovechkin too much, but listen, I said it last year. You can't throw that many punishing hits like he does and not take a toll on you. And mentally, I know. He mentally, he's a Russian. I don't want to be anti-Russian here, but you know what happened? He's still living with his parents. He hasn't assimilated. Give it a break, Alex. Move out. He's got his mother serving him borscht over there every morning. You're making $8 million, $9 million a year. Live in a hotel. Joke. Malkin, that's surly Ben. Now, I tell you, I'm glad Sidney's back. Because now we have somebody to hate again. It's all about the love. Now we can boo him. And he's playing against Hans and Franz Nielsen over there. Anders Nielsen, you told me?
Anders Nielsen, the bastard child of Anders Hedberg and Ulf Nielsen.
That kid, it's his first NHL game. It's bad enough he's got to play for the Islanders. They throw him to the Wolves against Sidney Crosby, Malkin, and Jordan Staal as the first three centers on that team? That kid, what did he do wrong?
Talk about losing a bet.
Losing a bet? He probably got caught stealing some Chinese noodles from Wang.
What a disaster that team is again. And I love every minute of it.
No, the Devils play at the Rock. We should say the Islanders play at the Wok. W-O-K. The Wok. They're in embarrassment.
Al, say hello to my little friend Montoya's on IR. DiPietro, I just assume he's hurt because he's always hurt. Nabokov's hurt, right? He got hurt right after the Ranger game. I mean, who's left? Get me Billy Smith. Get me Jamie McClellan. Where's Ron Hextall?
They're
going to put Little Wang in a goalie pretty soon.
Little Wang. Yeah, I don't. Got to get rid of some of those defensemen. Didn't we have him 15 years ago? I mean, then he got some defenseman on that. Steve Staios? I think he was an original Nashville Predator.
I think you're right.
How about the great
Travis Hamonic is a minus three tonight?
Well, he's got the job going up against Sidney tonight.
He actually hit
Sidney in that game in the Pittsburgh. That's going to be interesting how that plays out. Anytime he gets hit, there's going to be a penalty. But Harmonic actually laid some lumber into him, which I was like, well, that's good. At least this one guy with a pair on this team. Not many. Devils are up. From what I hear, 3-0. Anyway.
How'd they get 3 goals?
I don't know.
Coyotes over Cat 2-1. Carolina 3-1 over the Flyers. Oh, yeah, Jersey's beating Florida. Great. We'll be playing a pissed-off Panther team on Wednesday night.
I heard they're having their power play problems. Join the club. And you know what? With the Biron, just when I got on the Marty Biron wagon 2 weeks ago, what happens? Doink! In the net. Doink! In the net. Doink! In the net. He still played. And what about the officiating? Can we talk about the officiating? The Rangers were going to lose that game no matter what. I mean, would you concur, Jim?
You know what? The Rangers played from the minute of the first drop of the puck, the Rangers played like they had no interest in being there. There was no emotion. Everybody's talking about how fast the Canadians are. Okay, they're fast, but you know what? You look a lot faster when the other team is standing still. Rangers didn't play hard the other night. They didn't skate hard the other night. Of course the Canadians are going to look fast. I would have looked fast, or at least quick.
Jasper
Maybe
Fast.
Maybe Pepe. That would have looked a little peppy at times, maybe. The Rangers were just gliding up and down the ice, chasing odd man rushes all night long. They were terrible. But you know, Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said. Mama said, mama said. What are you going to do? They play like shit in Montreal. It doesn't matter who was in goal. They wouldn't have won that game if Lundqvist was in goal standing next to Biron. They wouldn't have won that game. Now, they don't play Biron. Was it his fault? He had nothing in front of him Saturday night. Nothing. You have 15 shots on goal. You could put 6 goalies in the net. You're not going to win. What did you have, 5 shots on goal, you said, in the first period?
5 in the second?
I think they had 10 shots on goal at the end of the second period.
But you know what, though, Jim? If that game had been close, I mean, we have seen some games. I mean, we have all here in the underground watched a million Ranger games. That had to be one of the most or the biggest examples of what I call impact refereeing that I have seen in quite a long time, where the referees are so hell-bent on impacting the results of the game because they're either overzealous or stupid, which I tend to go with the last, considering some of those calls. Let's break down the calls, if we will.
Excuse me.
And I'll get your input in the chat room. We'll give you an input. Let's go with the Delzato diving call. You give me your opinion on that. I'll follow, and I'll let go what the chat room says. And any callers to follow, if you want to talk about it, feel free. No big whoop.
Was there embellishment? Absolutely. Have I seen worse? Absolutely. Did it deserve a penalty? Absolutely not. The HNIC guys were all, what is he doing? Oh, he's diving, blah, 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 blah. I think, honestly, you remember when Montreal came to the Garden, they got 9 penalties that night, and I think a lot of it was, gotta make up a few of those calls tonight. We're in Montreal. Look, you're never going to get a fair shake from the referees anyway in Montreal. You're just not. I don't care what Habs fans say, you're not getting a fair shake in Montreal.
Yeah. Saturday is one of these Hockey Night in Canada guys. He said he was a ballerina.
Yes, that's right. I remember that now.
He's saying it again in the chat room now.
Yeah. So.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Like I said, I've seen worse.
First of all, the rule is stupid. Either it's a penalty or it's not a penalty. The initial infraction. If he tripped him, he tripped him. But the way it's written and the way it's interpreted is that when Delzato does that, or they feel he's embellished, that he's showing up these referees. Showing up these referees? Showing up these referees? These referees stunk from the face-off, the center ice face-off, to the buzzer sounded. You didn't have to point out or show how embarrassingly bad these referees were with that call. He was going at full speed. It's a penalty. I'm sorry. I know it looked like he was doing a jackknife into the pool at the Olympics, but I really felt it was legitimate. It wasn't one of those Alex Kovalev dives. So I leave that there. The Brandon Prust penalty going in front of the net. Does anybody have a clue what that penalty was all about? I have no idea. They were making it up. It was fictitious. Do you have an opinion on that, Jim? Did you see that one?
I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you. I have nothing to add.
Okay.
You're speaking very eloquently tonight, even more so than usual. So I'm just along for the ride tonight.
The Michael Sauer whistleblowing when he's killing a freaking power play. He's not touching the puck because the power play time is running out. He's doing. Biron told him, don't touch the puck. Don't play it. The Rangers employ strategy. This is how good our team is. We're employing strategy. And these dunces, these nincompoops, they blow the play dead in the faceovers deep in the Rangers' zone. They're making it up. They're making rules up. I know this came in wake of the Flyer thing. Are they so nervous about this? This is now an issue? Michael Sauer, he still to this. Today I saw Corey. You know what did he say? They just blew it. They blew it because they were probably afraid of what happened in Philadelphia. What happened if that game would have meant something? If it would have been close? I mean, so I got three incidences where it's completely, I mean, it's buffoons gone wild. They should release this tape, buffoons gone wild, with the NHL refs. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I don't know any other than professional wrestling, I don't know any more poorly refereed so-called sports in existence.
You are killing me.
Exactly, Michael Lohan. You are killing me with these calls. And thank God it didn't matter. Because the Rangers go into that house of horrors up at the Ring My Bell Center, and it's all over. They're never going to win.
Howie said in the chat room that you're on a roll tonight, and I said, clearly Eddie's auditioning for a better job.
That XM offer came in, so I have to do it. This is my solo.
Demo. Next week, join me and Howie Sussman on Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
Oh! In this other ridiculous call on Bill Biv DeVoe. He hits a guy, I don't know, some schmo on the hands. I forget who it was. He hits a guy on the ice. Why, the guy is not near the boards. The guy is away from the boards. He hits him. The guy goes flying like a rag doll. He hits the boards. So they call it boarding. That's not the right call. It's not like boarding. That's not boarding. He would have to be near the boards to start with in order for that to be a penalty. Then this Darcy Rota, Darcy from Married with Children, he tries to come in and go after DeVoe. DeVoe's like, get away from me. He shoots him like a little fly, like a little piss ant. Get off me. The guy goes bouncing off. Another guy jumps in to fight DeVoe, some European guy who just didn't stand a chance. He got dismantled. And somehow in all that thing, that guy who came in and hit DeVoe, Darsh, he never got a third man in. He never got anything. The Rangers wound up being shorthanded on that play. It wasn't even a boarding. They are making it up. Two referee system is stupid. I sit here, we complain about the refs, but really, seriously, that game was one of the worst that I've seen. I don't like to go with the refs usually because usually the Rangers have a plethora of reasons why they lost, Jim. You know that. But that game, on top of all that crapola we had to watch, we had to watch some of the worst officiating. I want the names of those guys. This is a league that won't even put the names of the refs on the back of their jerseys because they know the fans are going to boo them and chant their names. That's how proud they are. They're proud they are of their refs. Their refs are so thin-skinned they can't take it. So that was just a disaster. all the way around. It was the only people who showed up were the Canadians. And even their fans weren't as crazy as I thought they were going to be. And, you know, their obsession for Avery is a little unhealthy as well. You're going to boo, you sit there and boo a guy who plays 3 minutes a game. All right, so I'm done with that.
Who never really did anything to the Canadians anyway? You know, I understand why Devil fans hate him. I understand why Islanders hate him. I understand why the Flyers hate him. I can understand Dallas hating him. I can understand the Kings hating him. But what did he ever do to the Habs?
Well, you know, well, he said sloppy seconds to Dion Phaneuf.
And Phaneuf is a Maple Leaf. That should make Avery a hero up there.
Well, he's French, isn't he? Meanwhile, the French, they sleep with everybody. They invented the menage a trois. And he says sloppy seconds. He's in their doghouse.
Who? They were talking about it in the chat room, and I saw somebody posted it, Cutter posted it on the Facebook group. Who said that Delzato's an Italian and that's why he dove or something like that? Who said that? I want to know. Tell me in the chat room who said that.
Who said what?
That Delzato, he's an Italian and that's why he dove or something like that. Somebody posted it in the Facebook group that somebody said that about Delzato, and I didn't know who. I don't know who said it, and I'm trying to find that out.
Apparently, Sean Avery called Canadian French hockey players were wussies. They were pussies, according to some of these sources.
Meh.
I wouldn't say that. I can't go that far. But
when did he say that?
I don't know. This is.
I never heard. I never heard of
Stavron reporting this. So, and that's all I got to say about that. And the Panthers. What am I worried about? A pissed off Panther team. Boy, they scare me.
I was being funny, I was trying anyway.
There's no fun tonight. You know, this is a serious program tonight. I'm doing my demo tape tonight. We got
action. Yeah, I know. Next week, the Howie Sussman era starts on Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
Howie would be good.
As you get the 5 to 9 shift on Mad Dog Radio.
I'm only kidding. I'm not going.
Put
anywhere.
You right into drive time. I'll be watching your show simulcast on SNY.
Don't worry. Wherever I go, you go. Just remember that. It better be the other way. Because I ain't going nowhere.
Geez, I don't even know where to go now.
Take over the show.
Uh-oh. Oh, here it is. There you go, Joey. Yes, it's Joey Bart's 77th birthday. Got the largest Rangers memorabilia. He does. Largest Rangers memorabilia collection in Jacksonville. I believe he's also known as Brutal Assault on Facebook, but I can't confirm that. But I do believe he goes under that moniker at times. He's new to the underground, but he's immediately he's endeared himself to us with the words last week. I fucking love this show, and you have to say things like that. You have to kiss a little host took us when you if you want to get become an integral part of the show. So we wish him all the best, many more. Although if, let's face it, he's 77, he probably doesn't have very many more, right? Yes, he is Brutal Assault as well. Amy Hernano has joined us. Jimmy Folk is here. Critical is here. Ricky is here. Paulie was here. There were so many people in the chat room that scared him off. Young Jimmy T is here. Vince Talaveri, Talmasi, the guests are here. Cutter, I don't care. Stop texting me. Stop private messaging me. Whatever it is, I don't care. I'm just kidding. Happy birthday, Joey. We're glad you're here. We're glad all you guys are here. Jeff Cooper, enjoying a week off, a holiday, I believe they call it, in the UK. So he's joining us. It's like 9 o'clock in the morning on Thursday over there or something with the time difference. Coast is here. Adam from Chicago is here. Old friend of ours is here tonight, Eddie. Tuminator? He hasn't been here in a while, has he?
Yeah.
Been a while. Eve is here. Tolls is here. Rocco Sansone is out of the asylum. He's here. We welcome all of you. Hope you're enjoying the show. You want to call in 646-478-4692. I think we got Greg. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure Frankie will be calling in. And, you know, I don't know if you – did you listen back to last week's show?
Yeah.
He's talking and talking and talking, and you keep hitting him with the frying pan.
Ow!
And he just keeps talking and talking. And I'm playing the plate spinning song, and he just keeps talking and talking. Antsimov and everything else, he just keeps going. And going and going. He doesn't care. He's like, you keep hitting him with the frying pan, and he's talking about his new stats and everything else. This guy's sitting all making up new stats.
I love it. Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum.
Exactly.
I love it with stats. Anything to justify Michael Delzato's presence is basically Frankie's existence.
That's what Frankie's all about.
Yes.
All right. You ready to go to the phones?
Caller number 2, introduce yourself to the public.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Hey, 631-901. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Jim, it's Matt. It's been a couple weeks, but I wanted to call in to basically just stop the bitching about
the That's right.
Like, stop this whole bitching about the one loss. I mean, look, we're in sixth in the conference. I mean, we're 10-4. Who would have thought we would have gone this after that road trip? It was a pure disaster scheduling-wise. I mean, we're 10-4. We just came off a 7-game losing streak. What's to bitch and moan about? Why are we throwing this on Tortorella? Put the blame on the players. Just man up and say we lost and move on. Why are we complaining? Is it the Yankee fan mentality and basically almost all of our fan base? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I just think the Ranger fan would – and listen, I'm not saying that I don't yell and scream when it's happening, but after the game, I'm not – you know, you move on. Again, we play 82 games in a year. I can't get crazy after every game.
They make it like we lost game 7. They're saying trade this one, do that one. You know, everybody sucks. Tortorella didn't do this. Let's not blame it on everybody. Can we say we lost and move on? I don't understand it. Why do we have to make it like it's the worst thing ever? We sucked that game.
I agree, Matt. You are 100% right on the money. I could say it better.
The mouse. And it's every single time we lose, it's blaming somebody. We can never, as Ranger fans, just admit, okay, we suck. Or we didn't play well, or we didn't show up to play. It's always, let's blame this. Let's blame Torts for this. Let's blame Lundqvist, or... let's blame Delzato, who seems to be, you know, the greatest punching bag for all Ranger fans. Or Avery didn't play enough minutes. You know, it's his fault. You know, Tortorella, we didn't play him enough. It's always blaming somebody. I don't understand it. We're 6 in the conference.
I don't.
We're 10-4.
Exactly. And it's funny because you raise a good point because before that game, everything was peachy with her. Everybody's playing well. I mean, other than Dubinsky, but, you know, he got his goal. You know, what a great defense we have. This and that. You got a young team. Ranger fans have been delivered the young team that they've been wanting for years and years and years. And people forget that. I mean, this is Thanksgiving coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's count our blessings. We got a young team.
We got
Patrick
food.
First, how well they're doing in the conference. So let's try to reverse this negative thing. I don't want to be negative.
And I'm trying to stay positive that everything. We have 23 points. We're second in the division, although I don't know. It's not like baseball, and I hate to bring up a different sport. But in the hockey, we go by the conference more. But if you want to complain about one guy, even during the 7-game winning streak, look at the Dubinsky to complain, oh, he's not doing anything. And, you know, the Ranger fans will never want to trade Dubinsky because he's the praised guy in the farm system. He came all the way up. He's a fan favorite. But at least complain about him. No, we can't complain about him. Let's complain about Boyle for not doing anything. Or, oh, Gabbert didn't score in 2 games. Oh, this is the end of the world. Or, and stuff like this. It's, come on, we're in the playoffs. I understand it's an 82-game season. But look at from even the preseason, where this season started, how terribly it was, and how look where we had to come from. We had a great stretch. You know, we can't blame on anybody but the players. And please, enough with the Delvado. He's been playing great this season, or maybe not great, but he's
much
better
well.
Than he has last
much
year.
No, I
let's
agree with you, Matt.
On.
You're hitting it. Yeah, I agree. You hit the nail on the head. It's only a lot. You know, again,
And I don't defend Tortorella too much either. I mean, I'm not the greatest fan of him.
Me either.
But it wasn't his fault.
When they're losing, he is so infuriating to deal with as a fan and his answers and the way he treats the media.
I do think some of it comes from him, though, because he throws players under the bus. So I think maybe some of this comes from him as the fan. They're saying, oh, let's take on the personality of Tortorella. If it's okay in his mind to throw players under the bus, then let's do that as well. Maybe that's where this comes from.
It could be. Well, I think there's actually a faction of Ranger fans out there, and this may be very cynical of me, that are hoping the Rangers lose under Tortorella so Tortorella gets fired, so they can blame the next coach.
But that doesn't make sense, because if every Ranger fan thinks we are going to win the Stanley Cup and we can go sign this free agent that's worth this amount of money and that, why are you hoping for us to lose if we're spending, you know, whatever amount of money a year it is on Brad Richards and Lundqvist and all that? That doesn't make sense either.
That's the problem I don't understand. That's the psychology of it all I don't understand. And I don't understand the Rangers are winning despite Tortorella either. It just doesn't work that way. Realistically, it doesn't work that way. You know, John Tortorella is running a hockey team. The team is fundamentally sound. I mean, the power play stinks, which they haven't been able to figure out. And I think that's more Mike Sullivan's problem than anybody else's. But still.
How does he Rangers, still have a job with this team?
I don't know. Well, let's keep it positive, though, tonight, Matt. Let's talk about
ask about Vinny
Lanzolino. One of the best. What is going on here? Are there children invading our program?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, are you a father?
No, it's my brother in the background.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Matt, I thank you for your phone call. You were clear. You were concise. And let's face it, you basically agree with me, which I love.
You hit the nail on the head, my friend. We got to just stop the complaining and take it like a man and move on.
I totally agree, my friend. I'm proud to call you my friend, my internet radio friend. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the call, my friend.
Okay.
What's up to you? Hey, there's you. Next week, we'll start Underground Radio with Eddie and Matt.
Listen, it sounded like the Joe Franklin show there for a second. I'll be back with my friend. My friend. You're not actually playing this song, huh?
I told you Dion and friends would be here, and then you two are going back and forth with the my friend.
Well,
my friend
made a lot
friend.
Of sense, the guy.
Jeez, you're like, Lewis and Martin reuniting on the telethon? All right, we have a really special treat tonight. If my guess is correct here, because I'm pretty sure, guessing by the area code, I have a long-time listener, first-time caller. You want to take a guess into who it is? Who
I'm
going to
go with
Howie. Howie Sussman, I believe. Howie, 570, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Good evening.
Hey, Howie,
finally,
how are you?
We finally
gentlemen, how are we?
Into this program.
Yeah, finally made my call in.
That's my dad's area code, so I guessed that it was you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Well, you know, I know your dad doesn't live that far from me, so.
Right. He's up there on Schmiedeberg Mountain, as I call it.
Yeah, right.
So what's going on, Howie?
Not too much. Hey, I'm just as frustrated with everybody, as everybody else. But, hey, you know, like I said, it's one game, and, you know, you kind of say, screw it. There's going to be a few duds during the year, and you move on, you know.
And, you know,
I mean,
went through this last year. You'd think that,
exactly.
There were stinkers. There were definitely some stinkers along the way, and just the way it is. You know, these aren't the 75 Canadians, folks. They're going to lose a couple. You know, they might
exactly. They are going to lose a few, and you know, the bottom line for me is, as a fan for over 35 years, you know, and have had season tickets for a bunch of them. Yeah, you know, I've always felt that you live and you die with this team, and I think I've gotten more gray over the last few years from watching them.
Plus, how he's a Giants fan like I am, so you know
you saw my tweets last night, I'm sure. So, I was just going ballistic. But yes, and of course, I've had to deal with Marcy and her criticizing me about the officials. And you know what? I've been a real critic because having grown up in a different era of hockey, like Greg and you guys have, we've seen the officiating quality really go downhill over the years. And I blame a lot of it on, and way too many rules. I admit it, yes, it's tough for officials to call the game, because quick game, it's gotten faster. But, you know, common sense has to dictate somewhere. And, you know, it's funny, I have the Islander-Penguin game kind of on my screen on another window. And there I see Crosby, what's he doing? Going over to the official to whine just a little.
Oh, he's back.
Game. Yeah.
Back.
But on the whole, I mean, they're off to a great start, a lot better than I expected. It's nice to see that, you know, Richardson seems to be fitting in. The power play is another story, but you know, it's
let me
par for the course.
Cutter, stop contradicting me in the goddamn chat room. The 75 Canadians were 58-11. All right, the 76 Canadians were 60-8. What difference does it fucking make? They both won the cup and they both had great seasons. What the god? Neither one of them are the Rangers. So shut up, Cutter. There.
Go get them, right?
Jesus, I said the Rangers are the 75 Canadians. Exactly. Thank you, Paul. And he says, oh, you mean the 77 Canadians? No. What the fuck difference does it make? Shut up. Don't work. Black Friday. Get ready.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess is it Black Friday? Do they have a Black Friday in Canada?
No.
I guess they don't, right?
Oh, no.
Nothing good in that country.
You know, hopefully they'll...
77 Canadians you're talking about. They won 62 games instead of 57. You know, and they scored a couple of more goals. And you know, Ken Dryden actually had a better save percentage that year. So you're really talking about the 77 Canadians, not the 75 Canadians. Shut up!
Whoa!
I had a very tough night last night. This was a fucking lost weekend. You got to rant for a half hour. I got the Giants, too, you know. It's not just the Rangers eating at my ass. Well, you've had 4 days to recover from that Jet game, and you were on the air while the Jets were losing. So
I know I'm not making funny. I'm just saying Howie brings. He's like your muse. He brings out the ire.
I'm trying to form chemistry with him. It's starting next week. He's my new partner.
Start exchanging my
Once you leave me for Mad Dog Radio.
I am not going to Mad Dog Radio.
Here's Eddie next week. And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Blue Shot on the Ground Radio. Eddie the Mad Dog Geik with you. Oh, I was throwing shit around the house last night. My wife was yelling at me. We had to close the windows. I was making so much noise. Yeah, I got things. I got problems, man.
Yeah, that was right. That was
anyway,
bad.
Like, go back to where we started. Cutter, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You know what,
well,
Cutter?
They right the ship and everybody's happy again. So I mean,
yeah, you know what? I'm not sold. I mean, the Panthers get off to a decent start, but I'm not sold they're going to go anywhere. I mean, they're a mess, and yeah, you can't.
Oh, I totally agree.
Parts together. They had to put all that money together just to get to the cap floor. So
that's true.
But
all right. So Howie has officially checked in, broken his cherry, Jim.
I love it.
Love that.
Yeah, I'll have to call in more often.
Yes, absolutely. We've been begging you to call for all this time. We're glad you finally called in, and we'll talk to you. And we're gonna do a Friday show. I don't know what time. We'll have to figure out what time the game is on Friday. We'll do something before they play get that afternoon game against the Capitals. So we want to try and get the international contingent. We're going to try and do a show that they can listen to live and be involved in. And, you know, we got Jeff Cooper and Chris Smith and Gary Nall. And who's the new guy that's on the Facebook group, Eddie, from the UK?
Brazil.
There's another guy from the UK that was – I can't remember his name now. He was asking about the show. I'll find his name. And we got Karen Reuterberg over in Sweden, who, by the way, we wish her well. She had a little surgery today. So, Karen, we hope you're doing okay. And so, yeah, we're going to do something on Friday, try and get those guys involved. Let's see if I can find this guy's name. I don't remember. What is that? Is that me backing up?
Construction noises.
So, all right, Howie. We'll talk
all right,
to you.
All right, Howie.
All right, guys.
Take care.
All right, Howie. Take care, my friend.
Yep. You guys too. Bye.
Great Howie Sussman.
Yeah, I'm very good. Very
touched.
Very touched that he called in. Whatever. I'm looking for it on here on a switcher. What happened to the Three Brothers thing? Is that still here?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called, though. Scrap metal or something? I don't remember how you labeled it.
All right.
Okay, I can't always keep up with your labeling system, so it's hard for me to find stuff sometimes that you put on here.
Oh, well, they'll love my labeling system over at Mad Dog Radio. Now that you've got your little jab in there.
It wasn't meant to be a jab. You just...
You have
a different way of labeling things than I do. And sometimes I have a hard time. When you put stuff on here, I can't find it. That's all.
With a shot! you were taking a shot at me there.
It was all very
all right,
clear.
I'll find it. Don't worry. Continue with this
but
program.
Where are things where you...
I'm sorry. I cut you up. This is with the show. This is with the... Joey Barton's show is all about birthday spectacular. Okay.
Mark Twinborough. That's our new guy in the UK. I found him. Mark Twinborough.
Speaking of Mark, where's Mark Weissman been lately?
Yeah. He probably finally got caught.
What's he doing? Something illegal?
Just being funny.
Oh.
Boy, what a show. Wow.
All right. Back to the phones we go. I believe we have another special guest that we haven't heard from in a while. And I think he's got a little he's going to add a touch of class to the show tonight. Greg, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay, man. How you doing there, guys?
Good.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, hi, Eddie.
How's everything in Florida?
I'm all ready to see them Wednesday. It seems like when they play the Panthers, they always end up going to overtime. I don't know how many shootouts I've seen against the Panthers and the Rangers.
I was there for quite a few of them. Are you going to the game?
Yeah, I've only missed one Florida game ever since they started, you know, playing down here, both Tampa and Panthers, and that was last New Year's Eve night or whatever. That was
right.
The only one I missed. So, actually, I did bus trips to the games here. I ran the Ranger fan club down here for years, but then when the local team that plays here in Fort Myers, the Florida Everblades in the ECHL, everybody didn't want to go, you know, it's too much money to go up there and see a game when I could see it here. And I said, it's not the Rangers, though. So
yeah,
that fizzled out a little bit. So, yeah, I'm excited. It'll probably be about 90 degrees out there, so, you know, you wear your shorts and a jersey. Weird combination.
How is the turnouts to those games?
Tampa does real well now. You know, around the Cup area, they were a little lacking. As soon as they won the Cup, people do, they fill the building. They don't almost sell out, but they're close. Panther games, if any team has to move, it would probably be them. They get about maybe 12,000, 13,000.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think if anyone goes, it would be them, but...
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't think they're as bad as the Islanders. So.
Bye-bye.
So now I heard there's going to be a touch of class. You're going to add a new dimension. I have no idea what this is, but I think I have a guess, but I'm not going to guess. I don't want to ruin a surprise that you and Jim have been working out all week.
Oh, no.
Well,
I did this all out of tone. I just asked them to call in with it.
Well,
oh, okay.
Let me tell you that, you know, when I did the Yankee log during the season and I have roll call, I rhymed everything. And I never did that to the, you know, the underground show here. So I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to start doing it because I think it's pretty neat when you rhyme stuff and people laugh at it and like it. So, and I'm pretty good at rhyming things. I could do it in a matter of a minute. And I decided, Eddie, that I was going to sit down the other night and write a poem about the Blue Shirt Underground radio show.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, and I'll post it tomorrow. And I think it's pretty... it's short and concise, and it says it all in the amount of lines that I have written about it. So, and I guess I'll go ahead and read it.
Okay, I'm ready. Yes.
Okay. Of course, the name of the poem is Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Got that part out of the way. Here we go. Blue Shirt Underground Radio is the place you want to be to listen to the best Ranger show with Jim and Eddie. Filled with wisdom and chat room talk galore, they'll give you insight for you to explore and keep you laughing till you can't take it anymore. For it's Jim and Eddie that we all adore. They'll have you craving all Ranger stuff so you come back for more. Reaching out to Ranger fans around the globe, listening intensely in the wee hours in their robe. List and chat all season long to the boys of Blue Shirt Underground, they won't steer you wrong. Just tune in for every show. It's on iTunes. Listen anytime and anywhere you go. Before the show ends so fast and so soon, you might be dismissed or given the boom. Therefore, come back again, my Ranger friends, because Jim and Eddie will be there to the end. Blue Shirt Underground Radio, it's the best call-in and chat room Ranger show. That's all you really need to know. Jack Love.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So that's, you could, I'm going to post this in the Underground tomorrow, and if you want to save it, I'm going to keep it in my notes. I just thought I'd make a nice little thing about you guys, because I think you guys are the best, and it's a good show.
Ah.
I like, and... I call a little more, but, you know, a lot of other people call in. I give other people a chance to call in. It's not necessary to call every time, and I just call when I want to rhyme.
Yeah. No, you're the Nipsey Russell of this broadcast now. You are the official poet laureate.
That might even be better than our other rhyme.
Don't be haters and say I suck when y'all know I'm quick on the puck. Sager said I could be a ranger. Now you punks treat me like I'm a stranger. Yeah, what's up?
Great Donovan Sheer rap.
Yeah. I can't believe you know who Nipsey Russell is. That's going back to the gang days, on the game
match
shows.
Game. Yeah, Match Game. And
Match Game, yeah, that's what I remember.
I'm a
that,
Reason.
That big one white tooth in the front there that covered the whole mouth.
Yeah. He had a smile. He was always good on those shows. He was a he used to be on the Ed Sullivan Show. I didn't really like it. I think that was his big thing, was doing those rhymes. That was his shtick.
Yeah. He would fit great on the Fred Sanford Show, Sanford and Son. I don't know why they didn't put him on there. I think he would have fit good on that show. So
I was always a Grady guy.
Whitman Mayo. Great Whitman Mayo.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be up there for the next Islander game in Nassau in February. I'm coming up there February 23rd through the 28th, so I'll see 3 Ranger games in what, about 4 days. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Cool.
That's cool.
I'd never been in the Nassau Coliseum, even when I lived up there. I never went there.
Oh, it's a real treat.
The walk.
That's what I hear.
The
I
walk.
Think... That's great.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Great.
The walk.
Yeah. It's the strangest feeling, though. I love going to the garden, seeing, because it's cold. It's a strange feeling. And you know that, Jim, when you get out of the arena down here, you're sweating. it's kind of a strange feeling. But if I had to pick any of the two teams, I think I like watching Tampa. They got a good team in Stamkos and all that. But actually, the Bank Atlantic Center in Sunrise is the nicer of the stadiums. That reminds me of the Garden, kind of. It's more luxurious inside, I think. Go,
yeah,
Marlins.
It is. I got kicked out of a luxury box at the Bank Atlantic Center once.
Oh, so you know what?
I'm sorry. Jack, when are you going to the mausoleum to see who the Islanders play who?
The Rangers, February 24th, Friday night.
Day after my birthday.
Oh, man.
I'll be there on the 23rd.
I got to celebrate it with you, man.
Maybe I'll head down.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll meet up.
Talking about somebody that got kicked out of the game, when I did the bus trip and I did the actual first event at the, when they called it the Ice Palace back then. But I took 2 busloads up there, and I'm looking a couple of rows behind me during the game, and I see these 2 guys fighting, okay? And I turned around, I said to the people, I said, good thing they're not on my bus. And then somebody said, they are. And I said, oh, my shit. I'm like, God, They ended up getting thrown into the slammer, in the jail cell they had at the arena. And I had to wait for them to get released. So that was kind of a bummer. I don't know what it is.
I'll let you know through Facebook when and where I'm going to go. I would like to hook up with you and get some photo ops.
Yeah, and I'm also doing the Ranger game against Buffalo that Saturday in the Garden and Monday against New Jersey. They're the same 2 teams that I saw when I went last year. It's funny. I'd like to see a different team, but, oh, well, as long as it's – and I stay at the Afenia right across from the Garden, so I don't have far to walk.
Oh, you're living large over there. Oh, look at this guy.
And, I'll go to Cafe 31 and all that and hook up with everybody. So, it'll be a good time. But anyway, I just thought of you guys. I said I'd write this poem. I'm going to post it tomorrow, and you could take it and do whatever you want. You could keep it. And I'm going to also repost my Rangers Christmas Tale poem that I wrote that the Ranger Divas read last year at the viewing party. I'm the guy who wrote that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, I'm the guy. I wrote it, and, you know, the Divas read it at the viewing party, which was about a year ago today. I think it was Thanksgiving time they read it, and I'm going to post it tomorrow, or Wednesday. And
Ricky's still looking for his T-shirts from that thing.
What's that?
Nothing. No, nothing. Yeah, okay, that's good. Repost that for the Christmas stuff.
Yeah, I
like that.
Yeah, I'll post that on Underground, and I'll post this poem tomorrow. I hope you liked it. It came.
Loved it.
It doesn't take me long to write a poem. I actually put a timer on. I said I got 10 minutes, and then after 10 minutes, the goal horn goes off. I got my own little goal horn here, and I said I got it. That's how I really put my mind to it, and I'll change a line here or there. And I said, that's pretty good. So I sent it to Jimmy, and I said I don't want to post anything if it's not liked or you know. So I thought it was pretty good.
It was great, Greg. We appreciate it.
All right.
Post it up on the group for us tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'll be back listening. Thanks a lot.
Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'll go back in the chat room. Thanks.
You too.
Okay.
Bye, guys. Bye.
You too.
From the hot tub in Sarasota. I think he's in Sarasota area. Everybody knows Greg Jackow, our poet.
Don't be haters and say I suck when y'all know I'm quick on the puck. Davis said I could be a ranger. Now you punks treat me like I'm a stranger. Yeah. Oh, what's up?
So all right. So, you know, let's see. I see this February 24th thing at the Coliseum. I might have to be there for that. I might have to. I think we need an underground invasion of the Coliseum.
Oh, that would be good.
Let's see what I can do. I mean, the tickets are what, like a dollar?
Something like that.
You just gotta make up a poem, and they give you a couple of tickets.
A little
soft shoe outside the Coliseum, and they'll give you a couple of tickets. the Ethiopian Shim Sham Sand Dance.
Yeah.
Tickets.
Get out of here. Go to the will call window and say, yeah, I'm friends with Anders Nielsen. and they'll just give them to you. I mean, you know, come on. The bar's pretty low over there.
Yeah.
So how was your phone call situation? Do you want me to go on?
We have no calls at the moment. 646-478-4692. If you want to call in, there's a lot of you in the chat room that we haven't spoken to in a while.
Well, let's break it down. Let's break down. Maybe we'll break down the upcoming game. So we got Hank in net, definitely, I would assume. So the Ranger throng will be excited.
Yeah, well, they got to have Hank in net because, like Greg just said, they always go to a shootout against the Panthers. I saw several shootouts in that building.
We haven't been too successful in the shootout this year. And a lot, even in that seven-game winning streak, we won a lot. Most of those games in regulation, you're not even going to overtime, which is a little bit different than last year as well.
Right.
Last year we saw a lot of games we're going to the shootout, we're only getting 1 point or splitting point, we're getting two and the other team getting one. That's what was so good about the seven-game winning streak is that we actually were just taking the points and running. Now, I guess the other big thing is Mark Stahl. I mean, he's supposedly making progress. He's on the stationary bike, Jim. Are you excited? He's on the stationary bike. Well, you don't seem to be as excited as I think the Devils are trying to lose that game. It's 3-2 now, by the way, speaking of.
Excellent.
That. So what do you think this is all going to lead to? Do you think this is it's just going to be a long, drawn-out thing? Or you've already been correct with saying the Thanksgiving and the holidays. Do you think it's going to continue?
Well, I set the over-under originally. I set the original over-under at Thanksgiving, and some said under, some said over. Obviously, we're going to go way over. And then I said that my gut told me, and you know, let's face it, it can speak volumes, that New Year's Day, we would not see Mark Stahl before New Year's Day. I said it in September. And I'm going to be right. At the very least, I'm going to be right. I might be able to change my stance and say St. Patrick's Day and still be right. We're not seeing Mark Stahl for a very long time. Months minimum.
Now I obviously am not a head injury expert, not like Frankie from Fort Myers, who was told us he knows a lot about concussions. But
ow!
Does the stationary bike mean that he is really far away? That's what I'm getting. I'm getting that feeling that it's really far away because his problem, from what little that was leaked or stated, was that after going, you know, full throttle after being exhausted, that's when these headaches would really rear their ugly head, so to speak. So what, are they going to train him on the bike? And if he don't get a headache, then they're going to move to, you know, free weights. I don't know how this is going to work.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to think, right? Just trying to, you know, piece it through semi-logically, you got to think that, okay, the first step is the stationary bike. What's going to be the second step? Maybe a little heavier exercising. I don't know, jumping jacks, squat thrusts.
So
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, is it because he's going to have to get into so-called Tortorella shape, you know, hockey shape. So,
right.
Well, what are we talking? You know, 2 months? I mean, when is this? I mean, I'm just speculating. I don't know the answer, right?
Well, that's why I'm saying, you know, if you try and put it together, okay, and like you said, if they've completely shut him down, he can't be in any kind of shape to play hockey. Certainly not in Tortorella shape, as you put it. And then a natural progression of things. Okay, you start on the stationary bike. Then, you know, what's a bump? Like I said, maybe some exercises, maybe some jazzercise or some Tai Bo or something. I don't know. And then, you know, you can break out the weights or you put him on skates, slow skating. This sounds like if he's just getting on a bike, I can't see any way he's not months away from being on the ice for the Rangers. I just can't see it. Again, you know, we talked about it last week. Look how long it took, 11 months almost. I'm not lying.
Not you. The Rangers PR. Head hits. Any head hit.
Exactly. And that's, you know, it's a long way away. Long way away. And it's just been it's been handled so poorly by this organization. And they even said the other day, he's going to begin light workouts, and we're not giving you any more updates. That's all you need to know.
Well, when they said light workouts, I thought he would just be skating, like, you know, no. But he's on a bike. That, to me, is not even a light. I mean, I do more working out than that. That's how light that is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a light workout isn't anything I could do. You know, if I can ride a bike, it's not a light workout, you know?
Head hits. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Call it. So,
head hits. Any head hit.
I get it, Paulie. Thank you. He's just dying to be on the radio.
Yes.
Level.
So, you have that cooking. When is this? I have a lot of questions tonight. I feel like I'm a caller, and I'm calling for your expertise in the chat room. Guys, feel free to chime in here. What is going on?
We all know your nose is growing right now, too, there, Pinocchio.
You got me, Paulie. This 24/7 with HBO. When is that airing? And does anybody know anyone who is going to this Winter Classic game?
All right, now I read something today that there is a 12-minute preview for the 24/7 on Friday night. I have not verified that. I have not checked.
Friday night?
Well, I said Friday afternoon we'll do a show. The Rangers play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
It's a nooner. So I was thinking, why don't we do a 2 o'clock your time show, which would be 12 o'clock my time. We'll do an hour, hour and a half, whatever you want to do. See if we can get these jabronis from overseas to call in. And
I will only do the show.
Comes. He's making demands now. You see, and he says he's not leaving me and going to XM, but he's making demands. Here it comes. Come on, you diva.
After our theme, we play the Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band.
You got it. That's easy. I love every minute.
Sky rockets in flight.
What was that in? Right, that was in
Anchorman.
Anchorman, right? Anchorman.
So anyway, so they're going to have a 15-minute preview. This is a rumor.
I just didn't look it up. Joey is trying to call me on Skype. Joey, I can't answer the call because that's how I do the show. And if I answer the call, I'm going to wind up cutting myself off. So if you want to call in, call the studio number, 646-478-4692, and I'll put you right on. Sorry, I had to decline him on Skype. So that's what I heard. There's a preview, 12-minute preview Friday night. I have not checked my local listings. But there's something to look forward to. So, yeah, we'll do a show. We'll see you guys 2 o'clock Friday afternoon before the – so you get up early, you go do your shopping, you go to a lot of these the Walmart and the Best Buy, and you get your $50 TV and your $200 laptop and whatever else you're going to buy. Come home, take a nap, make a sandwich, a leftovers, a little turkey, a little stuffing, a little pie and a whole bit, and then you join us at 2 o'clock before the Rangers come on. And you lost your video again, my friend.
Yeah, I know, because I could. The problem I told you reared its ugly head again. Now I'm videoless. So I wanted to respond to something in the chat room and whatever. I freaking hate Block Talk Radio. Thank God I'm moving to XM Sirius.
Yep. See what you got to look forward to with all these problems, Howie? As my partner.
So Friday night, Friday afternoon, how am I supposed to stay up for this game after a tryptophan overdose on Thursday? I mean, the leftovers on the next day, I'll be snoozing, the football will have me all frazzled out like it always does. I'm telling you, Jim, by Sunday night, I'm just completely – these fantasy sports have really just – they ruined my day. Even my fantasy hockey team lost by 1 point last night. I couldn't sleep. I could not sleep. Anyway. The HBO now. Does anybody know in the chat room? Does anybody know of a fan? And listen, we have the most diehard fans on our Facebook page. Be sure to check us out, Blue Shirt Underground Radio on Facebook, as well as BlueShirtUnderground.com, with all the goodies we got over there. But does anybody know anybody who's going to the Winter Classic? I don't know of anybody. And we're amongst the diehards here.
I think they made the tickets pretty impossible to get. I think that's what it came down to.
I think it's probably better off, because I think if there were a big Ranger turnout, I think there'd be a lot of fights, frankly. I just think that there's a lot of bad blood, and that, let's face it, stay classy, Philadelphia. You're not talking about the most, dignified fans over there. And not to say we don't have our bad apples in New York, but we got a little bit of sense of humor. Over there, they're just nasty. So I guess we'll be watching that game from our television sets. Feels weird, though, that I'm not representing in Philly in the Winter Classic. You would think it would be maybe it's an age thing, but I just don't want to go out and freeze my ass for like $200 out there to have seats where I can't see the game.
Yeah.
You know? That's what it boils down to.
I don't, you know what? I think whoever posted that, that 24/7 preview.
Mm-hmm.
The only 24/7 preview I see is for a boxing match on Friday night on HBO.
Vince is saying in the chat room, $850 for a ticket?
That's ridiculous.
Come on. I'd get a big screen TV before I get that. That's crazy.
I'm scanning the... I'm looking at the HBO schedule.
Scanning
here,
the globe to see if HBO. That's going to be something. I can't wait to see that. I want to see. We're really going to get the look in on the Rangers because they are so veiled, you know, and protected by John Rizzasole and the rest of that crew. That we're going to get an inside look of who these players really are, not just the guys who say, well. When Al Troutwick interviews him and says, well, we're going to play hard and we're going to forecheck more and we'll come back and
play our game.
Stay within ourselves. And that's one of my favorites, too. So
yeah.
It should be interesting to see who the funny guys are, who the serious guys are, who the surly type of guys. You know there's going to be a couple in there. But although the Rangers are very young, so they should be pretty – I don't know. They should be just, you know, they should be loose, you know. You don't have a lot of, let's see if the Russians hang out. They got a little click maybe. You know, you don't know what's going on there. Nowadays, you don't know what's going on. You got a better chance of getting to know the Pentagon. The people, the Pentagon, better than what's going on in Rangerville.
We have another call. Are you ready for a call? You ready to take this to the next level?
I just want to say, you take it to the next level. I want to say that the laughter there, right there, it almost seemed like Paulie was in on the show with us. You had the level just right, like he was laughing at what I was saying.
Yeah. 904-716. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
This is Joey.
Joey! Hey, how
are
you doing, Joey?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the show. I'm watching the Penguins beat the Islanders, and I don't know who I hate worse.
Well, what's the score? Give us a scoring update.
It's 5-0 with 9:45 left in the third.
So
and
what we're saying is the Islanders
power play.
Well, that. So what we're saying is the Islanders are still in it. With that great offense. No need to turn that dot. How many points does Crosby have?
I think 4 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know right off the bat, Joey. Are you happy that Sidney's back so you can hate him? Or are you sitting there hoping he gets hit again and he's out of the league forever?
I don't want him to get hurt, dude. I mean, the guy's a human being like me. Do I think he whines and bitches too much? Do I think Bettman's up his ass? Yeah. I don't like Bettman either, but I don't want Bettman to get hurt. But, you know, I'm telling you, man, I put it on my Facebook the other day. I said, one solid hit. One solid hit on this kid, and he's gone. And, I mean, I don't want it to happen. I think they put the captain C on him way too early. I think he's way too young to be a captain. He was a target when he came in the league. As soon as they put the C on him, he was a target. And he's not safe with this concussion either. People are going to be gunning for him.
Do you think he's going to get even more special treatment than he was getting before? Because I think we'll all agree that, you know, he's a commodity for the NHL, and they have treated him special in a special way. Do you think it's going to be even more intense now?
Absolutely. I think, honestly, you know, I think that he's a good ambassador for the game because, like, when he was hurt a couple of years ago and he wasn't able to play the All-Star game, he still came out, signed autographs, and did stuff like that. I think he's a great commodity for the game. Merchandise and stuff like that has gone up since he's come into the league and played in the league. I think there's going to be a lot of special treatment. I think that you know, the hits to the head thing and everything that kind of, you know, was coming before Crosby. They were working on that before Crosby, and then Crosby got hurt, and now it's like, it's probably going to, they're probably going to drop it up more now with Crosby being back, and now that Stahl's out. I hope they don't rush Stahl back, and I hope they give Stahl the same treatment they gave Crosby, you know, but they probably won't.
Let's hope they do. Let's hope they err on the side of caution. Because let's face it, Mark Stahl, I mean, out of all our players, he's the guy who really was, you know, he was an all-star. He's becoming that guy, that dominating guy that we've been waiting for. And it would be an absolute shame if they rushed him back. And there's no really need to. I mean, the Rangers are, you know, not letting many goals in. The defense looks solid. It's just the offense, at times, gets anemic.
I think I'm kind of upset about everybody bitching about this one loss. You know, I think that we're going to do good this year. But, you know, we're this isn't 1994. I mean, we've been rebuilding and trying to rebuild since 1994 when Leach and Messier and Graves and all our boys from 1994 were either traded away or left or retired. You know, we're still rebuilding, and I know it's years later, but, you know, we got to be patient, and, you know, we got to trust our coaches. And, you know, I know people don't like Tortorella, and I personally do because I was a big fan of him in Tampa, but our biggest problem, I think, is Glenn Sather. And I think Glenn Sather makes some really bad decisions. And I think another problem, and a lot of people may not like me for this, I think that we expect too much out of the Rangers too quick, and I think that we're too early in the season to be complaining because we're making points. You know, we're doing our damnedest to get in the race and to do things right, and we have 82 games, and people are bitching about one loss after a 7-game win streak. And, you know, we invaded the mausoleum the other night, but we don't, you know, as fans, we don't show up at our games. And when we do show up, all we do is bitch and complain. And I sit here and I watch my TV, and I'd love to be at Madison Square Garden, and I watch people get up and leave before the zero hits, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You pay that much money,
yeah,
you go see the Rangers, and you get up and bitch about a loss, and you get up before the game's even over. That's not supporting your team. And if you don't like me for that, oh well.
Well, that's how I feel, too. I mean, you know, people go to the game, and I noticed this when, what game was it that I go? I went to. It was one of the big. Actually, I think it was the first game they won to start the winning streak. Who was that against? I forget. Oh, the San Jose game when Thornton called the Rangers the softest team that they had played. That game. I went to that game, and everything was like negative. I mean, like everybody around me was complaining about something. Oh, they don't shoot enough, this and that. I'm like, you got a young team. You're there. You're paying your money. Cheer for the team. If I want to hear somebody bitch and moan about the Rangers or be pissed at the Rangers, I'll listen to Islander fans talk about the Rangers if I want to hear negative stuff.
Here's another thing is that, you know, we do, as Ranger fans, we do have a lot to bitch about because we don't get the coverage like Pittsburgh gets and other team gets, but, you know, the reason that we don't get the coverage is because we don't get out there and support our team and push the way we're supposed to and say, hey, look, you know, we're an original 16. We need some respect and, you know, saying, hey,
I think
that we deserve.
And I think a lot of that's had to do, especially on the John Tortorella, the Rangers have not, until this year, been good at home. The Rangers haven't seen a lot of those good – Ranger fans have not seen a lot of those good games at home. And this year, they should be pleased as punch because the Rangers are the opposite this year. They're playing very well at home and so-so on the road. So,
yeah, like last year, you know, it looked like we had concrete in our skates. You know, we weren't skating good. Our defense wasn't there, you know, and we weren't scoring. Now we are. You know, we're doing the right thing. You know, and I see Like I said, when I see people getting up and leaving the game before the zero hits, that's not supporting the team. That's being a fair weather fan, in my opinion. But that's me living here in Florida.
Right. Well, I think you're right on, spot on, and I agree with you. I just want the culture to change because the Rangers have changed, and I agree with you. To me, Glenn Seda, if you want to talk about something the Rangers are winning despite somebody, it's despite Glenn Seda.
Absolutely.
I don't know who told him to hire Gordy Clark, because I know he didn't think of it himself, but the fact that he hired Gordy Clark, whoever that person should get a pay raise, because he's the one who's really kind of pushed the Rangers, because they do have this talent, young talent, to become this. To me, Seda used this as a crutch. This, we're going to build youth, because frankly, he can't do it any other way. Free agent wise, he doesn't have a clue. Now, I know he's bamboozled some people in trades, and that's fine, and I give him props for that, I guess. He found somebody dumber than him. But free agent wise, I'm not looking at this. There's not a really long list of, wow, we got that guy, other than the obvious guys. You know, when Tortorella was available, he got, who had won a Stanley Cup, who probably had the best resume out there, he got Tortorella. When Gavrik was out there, even though he had the injury problems, Gavrik, and he was the best guy out there, we got him. Brad Richards, we got him. But finding those free agents that are kind of on the periphery, he really hasn't done a great job with. You know,
well,
so I agree with you.
I think that Brad Richards was, in my opinion, Brad Richards was a great pickup. Do I think we're paying him too much? Yeah, I think we're paying him too much. I think that we could use that money for, you know, I don't know, another solid backup besides Baron. Because Baron just, in my opinion, is not as solid in net as someone else that we could bring in. And I can't come up with any names right now, but someone other than Baron, someone that we can shift out on a, you know, a third goaltender. And I think we're playing, you know, Brad Richards too much money. And I think Brad Richards isn't really, you know, I don't think he's contributing the way, not for the money he's being paid.
Well, I will disagree with you there. I have to, because he is, you know, he's certainly scoring the points. I mean, what did you expect? I mean, he's doing what he's done his whole career. Now, yeah, he got front-loaded a lot of money. But, you know, he was the biggest free agent out there, and he was a perfect fit for what the Rangers need, and it's been working out. You know, the Rangers could afford him, and the backup, you know, allocating that money to a backup, in the scheme of things, you could have, if Henrik Lundqvist is not the starting goaltender when you make the playoffs, the Rangers are going nowhere anyway. So I think the backup goalie to me is a little bit of a moot point, because we do rely on Henrik, who's getting paid a lot himself. You know, it comes down to the old argument. Would you rather have Henrik or a cheaper goalie that's maybe, you know, not as game-saving as Henrik, and another, you know, goalie almost comparable? I'd rather go with Henrik. I think the Richards move was good. I think you're in the minority there as far as thinking that Richards is overpaid at this juncture.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Joe, we appreciate your call, man, and thanks for you know, checking in with us.
All right. Thanks, guys. I enjoy the
thanks,
show.
Thanks, Joey. Happy birthday, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Happy birthday, Joe.
The great Joey Barden joining us on his birthday.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of signs in the video here trying to say hello to people and, of course, saying, screw you, Cutter.
That's a great first call for Joe.
Yeah,
I got to say that.
It's a good job. So
good job. Good job,
anybody
Mikey.
Anybody else? I don't know. I guess did the they're saying we're off the air. Hit refresh. We got 25 minutes left. I'm paying for this shit.
I'm not even unless you only said it for an hour and a half. No, but you said it on the thing. You're right.
We're still on the air.
We're on the air, you two-way.
Refresh the page. Apparently it works. Okay. Jay can hear us. Howie can hear us. Amy says we're creepy. No, Joey, you didn't kill the show. Blog Talk Radio is killing our show. Slowly. Killing
it, tries to kill our it tries to kill us every week. But we come back. No. That was a great call, Joe. You kidding me?
What? Great job, Joey. Great job.
It was
job.
So good. I didn't even realize it was the great Joey Barden until he said happy birthday.
Oh, you didn't realize that was him?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought I said it at the beginning of the call. Here's Joey Barden.
Mike, come on. I'm getting texts from Mad Dog. I'm not paying attention.
I know. You're not going to have to take any calls on XM.
That's right. That's why I had to turn my video off. So what is it? 5-5 over there? Wow.
I don't know. I haven't seen the score.
What about the Devil Dogs? Let me check them out. So I'm looking at this this Florida. Oh, Zepay's favorite player is on this team, Thomas Fleischmann. 8 goals, 11 assists for this guy? Am I going to have to do a mea culpa and apologize to Mr. Zepay, who called Thomas Fleischmann? I love his upside in the UFA day there back in July 1st, or whatever that day was. Wow. That's some Stephen Weiss. I heard their power play blows, so at least we got a draw there.
Was that the day people were getting all over you on Twitter? And he was like, was that the day you got into the little war of tweets with him?
Yeah, he's like, I guess this is why they call you the mouth. Or something like, no, I think it was, look, I'm going to care about, your opinion from a person named the mouth. And then everybody was like, actually, some people came to my defense like, I forget who, the normal cast of characters that are on there,
right.
That we know on the ground. They came to my aid. But there were some people on his side like, don't pay attention to him, Steve. He's just a blogger. Or something like that.
He can't talk to me. I'm a paid hockey journalist. I'm Steve Zepay. Yes.
I heard that.
Radio show on the internet.
I heard Don LaGreca during the pregame of one of the Ranger games had Zip Ahead on.
Yeah.
And was, to kind of break it down. And I know why he never comes on the air. He says, probably more than anybody that I know, I was like, I wanted to kill him. I was like, he must have thrown like 75 you knows in there while he's talking to LaGreca.
Well, it's amazing. You look at guys in the media, guys that are writers, and then you hear them interviewed, and they can't enunciate, they can't speak, and there's a good reason why a lot of them just write and not talk for a living, whereas we can do both. I feel.
Yes. Well, you can write. I'm not a bad writer.
No,
I just realized who's on this Florida team. Tim Kennedy. I was once acquired by the Rangers. Ryan McCabe.
I'm with Daryl Hannah.
I was picked up by the Rangers as a free waiver pick, but then I couldn't be brought up by the big club the whole year because of some loophole the Rangers organization never looked into. We will go to the moon.
Banished to Hartford. Era, which is worse than Kennebunkport on a Wednesday night. Ich bin ein Berliner.
That bit never gets old.
I love it.
I don't care what the thousands of people that listen to this show say.
I'm looking at here. Stephen Weiss is having a pretty good deal.
I don't know. Is it tacky that we're making Kennedy jokes? But tomorrow's the anniversary. Whoops.
Oh, it is. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I was wondering today, I think your boy Jimmy Buffett's going to be on Hawaii 5-0 tonight.
Yeah, he is. I got the DVR set.
Oh, I knew it.
Got to keep that machine, cash machine rolling.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's wearing a shirt a Margaritaville shirt and a Cheeseburger in Paradise hat, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's got a bumper sticker on his ass that says www.margaritaville.com for tickets. I like Jimmy Buffett before he became a brand.
Gene Simmons? Before he became Gene Simmons?
He's not, yeah, I'll tell you what, he's not far off. You know, he's more brand than musician. You know, nine times out of ten, if I want to listen to Jimmy Buffett, I'm going to listen to something that's pre-1993, when his music was still, you know, when there was still some soul to it. Not cash. I partied with Jimmy Buffett when I was down at the West Palm Beach compound.
You know, you are, like, you're an elitist.
Why? What did I do?
You're an elitist. Look at this, with Jimmy Buffett.
I was doing
like
the Kennedy
early
thing.
I was saying you're an elitist with Jimmy Buffett, saying that you only like his early stuff.
No, yeah, I like the newer stuff, but the old stuff is more my favorite. It was better songwriting. It was better songwriting. You know, now it's all about, oh, I've got a boat and I've got a plane and I've got this and I've got that and I've got that. You know, it's, you know, man makes $52 million a year. You know, it was better when he was singing about, you know, the wino and I know and, you know, death of an unpopular. Just some of the, I like the old stuff. It was better songwriting.
Okay. This just in from our man on the scene about Sidney Crosby. We're going to go down to Blue Shirt Underground Radio correspondent Brandon Dubinsky.
Jerry, what was the deal between you and Sidney Crosby? I know it started with a stick or two, and we're taking a look at it now.
Oh, he just gives a little whack. You know, he's such a little baby sometimes. And, you know, it's the end of the period. And just, you know, I was just minding my own business. You know, I don't know if he's frustrated or what's going on, but, you know, whatever.
So that, there you go with the Sidney Crosby. I'm not a fan of Jimmy Buffett, but hey, listen, if you like him, he's got to be credible because, you know, me and you have very similar tastes. So maybe I
our
just
music
count.
Tastes are our music tastes are definitely where we differ, though.
Yes, yes, it's definitely where we definitely are different. But comedy and science fiction, though.
Yeah,
Definitely.
You really wanted to hear the great Star Trek conversation we had the other
day. Oh, my God.
We'd have lost every listener we have.
Yeah. We should do a Star Trek show. That'll be our next endeavor.
I bet we could get George Takei. Oh, my.
I only had four lines in comm.
You're listening to Blue Shirt Underground Radio with my friends Jim and Eddie. Oh, my.
Yeah, you know, Amy's talking about Crosby looking like a munchie cheese.
I would say he looks like a platypus.
He just looks wacky. And there's a lot of guys on Pittsburgh wearing that wacky mustache that he kind of sports. Like, you know, they're kind of still like these prepubescent mustaches. Like those.
Yeah, he's got a face full of pubes.
Your first mustache, like, attempt, like you used to try in high school, and it was just completely, like, just bad.
Yeah, you know, you had the feathered hair and the cheesy mustache.
Yeah. Like Howie's saying, cha-cha-chia, cha-cha-chia, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's not a new look. Although I would say Dubinsky's porn stash rules.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's hope we can get going here. What else we got, Robin, in the news?
What else is in the news, Robin? Well, we've run the gamut at this point. We've talked hockey. We've talked Buffett. We've talked Star Trek. We did
I think we're done then.
Want to leave them wanting more? We'll save something for Saturday or Friday.
Yeah, we'll save something for Saturday
or Friday.
Friday, rather. You know, me with dates is ridiculous. I'm trying to think. There was something else that I wanted.
Our long national nightmare is over.
And on that note.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. I want to thank Jim for joining us tonight. It's a busy night. Monday Night Football's on. I can't even call them local teams. Two of the teams within the area are on TV, and you came out and you supported us. I want everybody to go on the Facebook page. BSU Jim is at BSU Jim is the great Jim Schmiedeberg's Twitter account. Mine
BSU
is at Ranger Crisis. Bishop Blue Shirt Underground for your T-shirts, to make donations, to listen to the clips. Listen to last night's show. You can go there if you're not downloading it, whatever. I thank the European contingent. I thank the Academy. I thank my agent, Leo Schwartz, my producer, Jeff Weinstein, my Adam Rader, Russ Cohen, Jess Rubenstein, Marcy Braverman, Adam Walsky, and every Jewish person that I know, because I love Jewish people. For some reason, my comedy goes incredibly well with the Jewish people, and that means that they have a funny bone. It's you Anglo-Saxon Catholic. I have a problem with
Christians, the Muslims, the Buddhists. They all fucking hate you.
They all don't get it. And I don't know why.
Yes, just make sure you follow us on Twitter, at BSU Radio Jim and at Ranger Crisis. One of these nights, maybe in the coming month, we're gonna do live tweeting, both of us, during a game, and we'll try and our comments about Sam and Joe and that whole bit. We just got to make sure we do it on a night when I get an MSG feed like I didn't the other night. So we'll get that going. And are there any other Jewish people you would like to thank? Jackie Mason?
Martin Balsam?
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jew.
I'd like to thank Grandpa Al Lewis.
Balsam.
Ed Koch.
You didn't thank Newman. Do you want to talk to him? He's on hold.
Yeah, let's bring him. Let's bring the Jew on.
Jesus.
John.
Newman, what's going on?
Rabbi Jim, Cantor Eddie, Mazel Tov, L'chaim.
I saw your number come up on the switchboard. All I kept thinking was, oh, God, please let this be Stacy.
I must have ESP. I heard Eddie talk about Jews. I must have ESP.
The lions only eat Christians, and I am a Jew. Jewish person. Yes, I can prove it. Watch this. Look at it. Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Vedishma. Everybody.
Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava.
Oh, wait, listen. I'm Jewish.
How are you, John?
I'm good, Ed Jim. How are you? Hey, Eddie.
Doing good?
How are you?
Good.
How are you? How are you?
I haven't jumped off the bandwagon. I still believe in this team. I just think parts of the game need to excel.
I like that.
That is the most poignant thing you have ever said on this show.
It's one loss. I don't think it's reason for concern for the team. And I think that they're going to get better. They needed this loss.
What is that noise?
And the fact they did it on the road means that the Ranger fans can see it at home. So they still have the streak at home on undefeatedness.
See, I like the way he thinks. This man is a thinker. You are the Ranger Einstein of our time.
Thank you.
Where are you? At IHOP, Denny's? Where are you at now?
On the way home from work.
Work?
Work.
Where are you? I mean,
I work in the Palisades Mall at a sports store.
I'm wicked, wicked,
king, making favorite whoppers. I would pay for it. Would you like it?
Wow. So at this sports store, are you, is there any hockey stuff in there?
Oh, a lot of hockey stuff. We just got a McFarlane figurine of Messi with the cup.
Oh, I have that one. That's nice.
I know. We have it in a nice shadow box with a double jersey card autographed and a 94 Stanley Cup puck we're selling.
This is for you, John, because you brought me such good news and good thoughts today.
From the side.
Yes, John. That's one of John's favorite clips.
From the side!
I have not jumped off the bandwagon. I haven't heard anybody else tonight. I don't really give a shit. They can jump off all they want. I won't catch them. I'll just wave at them. And I'll say a prayer for them, though. We will miss them.
That's good. All right, so you're checking in. When's the next Ranger game you're going to?
Probably after the holidays. I have a mean little schedule coming up. You know, Black Friday, and we're starting at 4 a.m.
Oh. All right.
And I will be there at 4 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't envy you, my friend.
I'm perfectly fine. I drink no coffee. I worked 23 hours the past weekend. I'm perfect straight. I'm perfectly fine. If you stop by the store, I'll give you a good deal, Eddie.
What's going on?
If you stop by the store, I'll give you a good deal on anything we have.
Oh, yeah. I'm just in New Jersey at the drop of a hat. Every come on.
It's actually New York, but who's counting?
Last time he went to New Jersey was the viewing party last year.
I know, and I gave great directions to everybody coming off the bridge because it was Black Friday.
You're a regular Joe Nolan.
That's gone better than Joe Nolan. I'm all fat and obese. Oh, brother.
Well, say hello to Steve.
Great show. Wow. What a show, guys. Wow.
That's good.
He does his own sound effects. That's awesome.
I love it. He can have his own broadcast.
Boy, what a show. Wow. Oh. I still can't be Robbie. I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
That was Robbie, right? Not Cutter?
No, that wasn't Robbie, actually. It's some other internet radio show that some lady did that on that I got the clip.
See, I thought that was Cutter the first time I heard it, too, John.
I thought that was Robbie, actually.
No, it sounds more like Cutter.
Yeah, it does. But Eddie, I had a pastrami sandwich on rye today just for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Stay Jewish, my friend.
I will stay classy, San Diego.
Instead of stay thirsty, my friend.
Stay thirsty,
Jewish,
my friend.
I love you. Take
love
care.
You
say hello to Miss Stacy for me.
Good night, guys.
Right. Bye, John.
Bye, guys.
Yes. It is probably like Robbie's, like Amy said, past Robbie's bedtime. Robbie's been a little conspicuous by his absence. I think he may have been bitten by the love bug, Jim.
You think so?
I don't mean Herbie.
You think he's got a little something going on?
Yeah, I think he's got something. Got himself a little something.
You'll never find.
All right.
As long as you live. All right, that's it. I'm done. I got nothing else.
I'm done, too. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming out. We'll see you on Friday.
Friday at 2 o'clock. Good night, everybody.
Good night.